Academic Aesthetic Podcast for March 2nd, 2006. I'm your host, Aaron Art Guy Smith. My, how the time flies. We are over halfway through my summary of the PNC Den event. I've already explained what I'm doing with this in my first podcast for this event, so let's move right on into the summary. Now we're up to the second breakout session that I attended, and that was run by Lance. I've heard him pronounce his last name, but I'm not going to risk it, so I'm just going to call him Lance. Sorry. But he was the guy who organized this whole event in the first place, since it was in Pennsylvania, and he's the regional director for Pennsylvania and Delaware, I believe. And for the second breakout session, his presentation was on Google Earth and United Streaming. I went into this with a bit of skepticism, since I wasn't sure if Google Earth had a Mac version or not. But during that session, a teacher at another table downloaded and installed the Mac application and was running it during the presentation, so I pretty much perked up after I heard about that. Now, Google Earth has some great visuals. It downloads it all from the same places it gets the images for Google Local, I think, if you ever go to maps.google.com. But it's a lot more feature-rich. You can change the angle. It's got a feature where it remembers what the altitude above sea level is for that location, so it bends the curvature of the map to match that. The Grand Canyon looks awesome. That's the first place you should go if you download Google Earth, because you get to see these huge canyons and everything. You can change the angle that you're looking at it at. So it really looks cool. They've even got features where for certain cities, they rendered the buildings in 3D. So as you look at it from the angle, you see these huge skyscrapers sticking up. Incredibly cool. Now, Lance also used United Streaming for this. Because what you can do is, yes, you can put pins in various places, you can save directions from one location to another, but also you can embed photographs into this, and you can embed comments into your little push pins. But those comments support HTML, so while you could embed a picture you had on your hard drive in there, what's better yet is you could take a picture that's online, including the images you can find on a United Streaming search, and embed them right in there. So if they're going to Valley Forge, and you have a picture from United Streaming that involves Valley Forge, you can embed that right there so the kids would go to Valley Forge and they'd see that picture on the map. What I think is cooler, though, is since it supports HTML, you can embed them in the comments, you can embed video, anything you can embed in a website. If you know the code to do that, and really it only is a Google search away to figure out what the code is, then you can put that in that. You can save that map file. You can upload it for other people. Now, a big disclaimer is, if you are embedding stuff from United Streaming, you're really only supposed to share that with other people who can legally access United Streaming. If they're not paid customers, if their school district or individual school isn't a paid customer of United Streaming, you're really not supposed to share it, because that acts like a backdoor. So keep in mind the copyright restrictions for that. However, you don't need to use United Streaming for that. Go to flickr.com/creativecommons. There are a whole bunch of images there that you could use. Some of them are even geotagged. If you use the geotag tag in your searches, you can find geotagged images for various locations and use those, which is equally cool. Now, I know a little bit more about HTML code than a lot of people. I admit, I've been designing websites since 1996. Although, if you ever find a webpage I made in 1996, please do not share it with the world. I don't want anyone to see those failures of design. But let's move on. But because there's so much information online, all you gotta do is do a Google search for HTML code, and you'll probably find some stuff that'll help you out. Now, I had my art club kids later on that same week playing with Google Earth because I downloaded it and threw it on my laptop. And I couldn't pull them away from it. They loved flying around on there and running through the 3D rendered buildings and seeing places all around the world. And this is a really great tool for social studies or history or pretty much anything where you would use a map. I mean, this is a great tool to use in the classroom if you've got the hardware to support it. Well, that's my summary for the second breakout session for the PNC conference. If you want to drop me a line, there's a couple ways to do so. You can always email me at theartguy@gmail.com, or you can check out my website, academicaesthetic.com. Leave a comment after any of my blogged items there. And until next time, stay subscribed and fare thee well.